This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. You can't watch, but you can listen. And you can read and follow the constant conversation on Twitter. It's the best time for you to have your best friends around you. I've got a couple of best friends and best besties around me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Here's a round of applause. This is from the Good News Department. Actually, a couple of interesting things relating to Orlando that are good. JetBlue offering free flights to and from Orlando for the people who are close to the victims that were involved in this attack in Orlando. JetBlue also offering a free waiver for customers traveling to or from Orlando who need to make last-minute travel changes in or out of Orlando. JetBlue is the third largest, I think, of all the airlines providing service in and out of Orlando. The airline said it wants to do our part, quote, to help the victims of the tragedy as well as support the Orlando community through this difficult time. So there's something there. Disney, headquartered in Orlando, donates $1 million to the victims. How is that going to be metered out? Is it just to take 50 and divide it into a million and give everybody... What would that turn out to be? $200,000 a piece? Is that how this is working? Not $200,000. $20,000 a piece. What do we know about the
million dollars
of Disney's?
I'm not sure. Some sort of foundation or scholarship, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's individually going to families or victims' families.
Well,
I don't know that it's been broken down.
Which for them is a splash in the pan, but it's okay. It's an effort.
Yeah.
Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge visited the U.S. Embassy in London yesterday to pay respects to the victims, signed a book of condolence. What we are not focused on a lot here is how much the rest of the world, or let's put it this way, the civilized world is sort of rallying around, if that's the right word. People who have been in countries, certainly the French have been, and the Belgians have been, where these sorts of things have taken place, not for the same reason, at least not outwardly. It doesn't seem like it was for the same reason. But anyway, there is more. I don't remember a time other than September 11th when the world absolutely was at our doorstep. But this is since September 11th, this is the first time I felt like there was a lot of support. And I don't even know what that word means, support. But there's interest and there's attention being paid. But for the same reason that we pay attention to what's happened over there, it is, the world is so small, it's so easy to get around. We see it in health news. People who get sick in Africa bring it to America. And then you relate to what's going on over there.
Right.
In this circumstance, this guy had roots. We've become, England has, when I was spending a lot of time there in the 70s and 80s, it was very obvious to me that the city of London itself and the country was changing dramatically and quickly, because a lot of what were the former protectorates were, especially when the changes happened in South Africa and people were not comfortable there, man, they came in mass to London, and all the British Commonwealth nations, you can travel as if you're a member, you are a member of the British League, if you will. Australia, South Africa, probably most notable, Canada. And it's through that, by the way, you know, we think, oh, isn't it interesting and fun that all these people sound alike? Well, it really is, there's a broader picture here if you understand what the British imperialism was all about in the 17th.
Yeah.
They were conquering every place, everywhere. They were all around the world, and that's where the British Empire came from. So the reason that all these people that you hear sound alike is because
they have taken the language and developed it, certainly with their own accent ague, if you will. But there is, you can tell. And so it's interesting that now we look upon that as a positive, but it wasn't really. So London and mostly southern, but Birmingham and Manchester got to be different too. When you go down south a little bit, south and west of London, you see dramatic changes in that country in the last 30 or 40 years because of all the Muslims that have come in from all around the world, but many of them from their protectorates. And it has changed the landscape dramatically. This isn't a value judgment whether it's right or wrong, but it has changed dramatically the landscape there. And so, but it's, I don't look at England as any more than a quick, it takes me as long to fly from Boston to London as it does for me to get on a plane and fly from Boston to Los Angeles. I do, and it's, when you get there, it's like a different world, but yet it isn't. It feels, for me anyway, being in England makes me feel very comfortable and at home. And I'm not one who pays a lot of attention to skin color. We've established that already, and religion and that kind of stuff. So I just see them as people. But it's interesting to watch them. The British are upset. The British are upset because there's so much of a change in their country, so much emigration. And now with the focus on these, all of these refugees from the Middle East, it's even more chaotic, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah,
so we over here, we're trying to grapple with it. We don't know what to do either. Nobody knows what to do.
Well, it's confusing. It's complex. I mean, there's so many layers to it.
Yeah, but it is forcing change faster. We were talking last hour, so I'll bring you up to date on that conversation a little bit about how things have changed the past 30 or 40 years in our country, values and that sort of thing. And mostly with the focus on a gay lifestyle, but there are other things that have changed too, race things that have changed a lot. But there still is a core there of resistance to the change, and that's happening in England as well. And now you see it bubble up, but before, because the British are much more refined to the outside world. If you spend any time in England, they're really characters. They're very, very expressive, and so you don't always get that because they are on their best behavior oftentimes when they're around people who are not Brits. But among their own group, they are very expressive. And so I find it interesting. The Prince and Duchess came to the embassy. I thought that was kind of cool. Members of the American Muslim Community Center in Longwood, Florida, paid respects and offered prayers in a special event watched by non-Muslims. And yesterday was World Blood Donor Day. Across social media, people posting, seeing a Muslim, people who were in America. I saw a Muslim in America. I resist and kind of resent. I don't like the term African-American. I don't like the term Italian-American. I don't like the term Irish-American. I don't like the term now being used Muslim-American. You're an American. And you may be a Muslim, you may be Irish, you may be Jewish, you may be black, you may be whatever you are, but you're an American. And
I agree with that. I agree.
The peculiar business about this hyphenated stuff is CRAP for me. You are or you aren't. Anyway, the point of this conversation was, though, that the blood drive saw amazing results. And that was, I haven't had time to give myself, but I want to give blood. There are a lot of Muslims this week who are celebrating Ramadan. And so if you haven't eaten for a day or two and you go give blood, you could faint. That's one thing to have in mind. Don't go, if you haven't eaten, give it a day or two. There'll still be a need in a week. I think it's foolish to go if you haven't had anything to eat.
Well, I think as a gesture, though, this is a really, blew up on social media yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
People online saying, wow, I'm watching Muslim Americans who can't even eat the cookie or take the apple juice because they're fasting for Ramadan, but they're here giving blood. And that to me, that's what we need to see from the Muslim community of Americans. And it's heartwarming to see that. And we need to see more of that.
more of it all the way around.
That needs to be publicized more, because it just can't all be on one side that every Muslim is bad and every Muslim's a terrorist. We got to get away from this.
But the other side of it is...
I agreed with Paul Ryan. I agreed with what he said yesterday. Yeah,
more outspoken.
Exactly.
Be more focused. They need to come together as they expect the rest of the world to sort of come together and rally around their cause. They need to rally around their cause. And a lot of people just feel that they haven't been that expressive.
Right.
And then there are those who say, well, culturally, that's not what they do. Well, you know what, man? You need to update your culture a little bit, because there's a lot of bending going on, and the bending ought to be on everybody's part, not just on one side.
And I think this is not just someone giving a speech. This is actionable.
Ryan?
And this is no. I mean, this is not just a Muslim person saying we're behind America. This is an action. These are people showing up and giving blood. Like, this is, to me, this is a wonderful, wonderful moment for America.
All right. Let me just back up a little bit, because some of you may not know what Speaker Ryan said yesterday. There's been a backlash, and understandably so, and appropriately so, to Trump and his business about Muslims, whether he needs to clarify it more. I mean, there are a lot of people who agree that we have let this thing, whatever it is, get out of control. Not just with Muslims, but we just have too many immigrants who are coming here who don't, they're just here to suck off of the taxpayer. And there, I've given you the example of, in the last month or so, of what's going on in Lewiston, Maine. There are islands like this all around the country where certain people or groups of people come in, and they know how the system works. We've made it easy. Guys like Ryan have voted for plans to make it easy for people to make money who aren't even American citizens, who for many reasons don't have any reason for being here other than they know that they can get something for nothing. So anyway, but the focus on Trump and trying to fix that, and some of his outrageous statements about Muslims and Mexicans and stuff, I mean, you're not going to do what he's suggesting anyway, but it sort of tips, because the scales have gotten so distorted, because we have so many immigrants who are here, not just Hispanics, but they're here and they're not doing anything. They're not contributing. When I was a kid growing up, the people who were here that were immigrants came here. They were thrilled to get an education. They were thrilled to stay because they were contributing. And now there are so many people, depending on what part of the world they come from, they just come and do nothing. And we allow that, and in some cases encourage it, because it leads to them voting for the party that voted to give them nothing in the first place. At any rate, Ryan said,
how can they vote if they're illegal immigrants?
Are you kidding? Go to Chicago. The thing that Ryan, anybody can vote. What do you mean? How can they vote? You can go vote and don't have to show an ID. I could bring somebody who is an illegal immigrant to go vote at the polling place where I vote. And if I knew that somebody was out of town, my next door neighbor, I could bring this person to vote in that guy's name, because he doesn't have to show who he is. He just has to say, "Oh, I'm George Flush from 18 Vernon Street," and they'll give him a vote. Give him a ballot and he could vote. That's all. He wouldn't have. I could bring anybody to vote. Another body. Doesn't have
but
to
wouldn't,
be.
Wouldn't that be risky on the part of the illegal immigrant who caught?
No, not at all. They don't know. They don't catch anybody.
I don't know.
They don't even look at you. They just say, "What's your address, please?" They looked down the piece of paper. And then
no, I know that, and I agree that there should be an ID. Absolutely. I mean, it's not hard to get an ID. I agree with all that. But I just don't know how many illegal immigrants are doing that.
I think there are plenty of them doing it. Anyway, the point about what Ryan said to sort of get in the face of Trump on the Muslims, he made it clear yesterday in a statement, there is no war against Islam. This is a war against those who are terrorizing us, whoever they may be, wherever they may be from. This is not about the Muslim religion or Islam. It's about the people who have been radicalized, whether they're Islamic or whether they're gay. I mean, we got radical Christians, for God's sakes. You get radical of everything. They're radical Americans. So that's where the battle is, and I think he's right about that. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
We Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So there. 23 after the hour of the Good Day program. Listen to this. Here's a young lady. We talk about changes in society. That's been one of our themes today, how things have changed now. They changed so quickly. This woman has changed her life for the better. And I put her, she's the winner of the Mariah Carey Award for growing up and actually contributing to me. Now Mariah's gone the other way and she's kind of she's so focused on herself. But Mariah did okay as she was coming along. And Britney Spears is doing that as well. So here's a cute story. Ed O'Neill, who's quite an accomplished and well-known actor. He plays the patriarch on Modern Family, and many people think he is the show. He was waiting for a flight to go to Hawaii at LAX. And he had an encounter with Britney Spears. He was on Ellen the other day, and he was asked about the picture with her hugging him, and he doesn't look too happy as he sits there. Britney looks very excited, and he says, wow, what's this? Well, come to find out, he didn't know who she was. Here's the story.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I was at LAX. I was flying alone to Hawaii, and I was waiting for my flight to board. When they told me the flight was boarding, and I picked up that little Modern Family hat, and I saw a woman approaching me, so I just flopped it on, you know, I was leaving. And she came up and said, oh, Mr. O'Neill, I love Modern Family, and you're my favorite on the show. And I thought, well, I'm here, I'm the only one here, you know. Could you please, and I know you're in a hurry, couldn't have been nicer. And I said, sure, fine, you know, okay, sit on this, you know. So she sat there, and we took it, and I said, have a nice trip, I'm going, and I left. So the next day, my manager texted me. He said, what is this? 53,000 likes. It's Britney Spears.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know it was her. I mean, look at the look on my face. Do I look like I'm sitting with Britney Spears?
No.
So I did call her manager. I got the manager's number, and I said, my daughter Sophia, a moron.
Yeah.
And so I had to, tell my little story. I'm sorry. So I apologize.
I love that, though. I think it's a fabulous. No one else taking a picture with Britney Spears would have that look on their face.
No.
You do have to see. Didn't we put that on our Twitter? Do we have a picture of that on our Twitter feed?
Yep.
Yeah, it's really very funny. All right, so that's the Britney Spears, Ed O'Neill story.
I love
now,
Ed
let's
O'Neill.
See. For those of you who are concerned about Lil Wayne, yesterday we were talking about the fact that he had a couple of strokes, a couple of seizures, and now apparently he's okay. He's on the mend, his manager says. Thank you for your everlasting support, prayers, and well wishers. He was flying from Milwaukee to California when his plane had to make an emergency landing because he had a seizure on the plane. Then he had another one when it landed. The ambulance tried to. They were going to bring him to the emergency room, and apparently he said no, he didn't want to go. Do I remember that from the story yesterday?
He initially refused medical attention when they first landed, and then he had another seizure and he was unconscious. So then they had to. They couldn't chance it.
So I was looking at some of the Twitter feeds on this. David writes, I also happen to be a victim of seizures. I could probably scare people should one happen while I'm in a public setting. Let's see. BJ writes, hey, Wayne, I never met you, but I like your music since day one. All I'm saying, my brother, is take care of yourself. All the money you have means nothing. You got to have your health. Put your health first. That's pretty sage advice. Mona writes, I've just got my most successful month so far. I've been tracking my profits. I don't know what this has to do with him. But anyway, well, there's always these random things that show up.
Yeah.
Okay. One's got nothing to do with the other. But anyway, it's nice to know that the guy's on the mend. That's good. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Every household should include a disaster kit for your pets as part of your overall disaster planning. Just recently, right near me, we had the major slide fire in Arizona. But whether you live where there's tornadoes or thunderstorms or earthquakes, listen carefully. Every pet guardian should have leashes for both their dogs and cats, as well as a health record of each pet. They should also make sure there are carriers around in case you have to move rapidly. Food and water for at least 7 days, and current pictures of your pets, because sometimes pets can get lost. You already remember Hurricane Katrina. Having a current photo can really help make sure that your pet is reunited, as well as making sure they have proper ID and microchip as well. When you're around, also have a first aid kit, blankets, towels, and a manual can opener for their food. A lot of people forget that. Plastic bags and a scooper, of course, to clean up. 7-day supply of cat litter, and just make sure that your pet is checked by a veterinarian before you go on that trip so you make sure that everyone is healthy. If you take the time to plan ahead, there need be no disaster. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale. Going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 6:15 to 6:19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Driving on Conversation, the Good Day Way, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is on an assignment, misses us all. She'll be back next week here on the Good Day program. We're getting a chuckle out of all the mileage that the picture of my new flip phone is getting on Facebook. You can check it out, facebook.com/good day. Continuing conversation on Twitter. People in the news, Charlie Sheen among those that is getting some attention on Twitter at Good Day Show. He I looked at this picture of him that we have posted. I'm looking at him and I'm not thinking I see the same guy even. Maybe the drugs have done it. Who knows what's the drinking, the drugs. He revealed he was HIV positive in November, and he says he wants to use his fame as a platform to advocate for sexual health. And I get that. I think that's an important thing to do. he has gotten so much attention. I wonder whether his attention to this helps or hurts. And that would be the question that I would have for the members of the gallery here. Does him attending to this issue make it more interesting? Does it make it more compelling? Do more people pay attention to it? Or Charlie Sheen, is that what comes from him getting involved? Is it?
I think it's the latter. I think you're right.
Charlie Sheen!
Yeah. I mean, he's such a train wreck. I don't know that this is helping. He is. Yeah. I mean, he's a train wreck. And to me, and this is sad, but
he
when
means
I first
well
heard,
in this.
He does. But when he first announced that he was HIV positive, I mean, it was like everyone I knew, we were like, and? Of course he is. Look at him. He's a mess. Like, of course he's lived a risky lifestyle. However he contracted the virus, I don't know. But still, no, by any means, it would not be surprising. So I don't know that he's the proper spokesperson for this. But, hey, look, if he's trying to do something good with his life, then I'm all for it.
We're talking about it, and we're talking about him. So, is it good?
So there you go. You're right.
Yeah. And then the speech that Paul Ryan gave, I made reference to it a little bit ago, insisting that the battle is not a war with Islam, but it's a war with radical Islam. I just insert radicalism, period. It's not radical Islam, although they're the biggest problem at the moment. But radicalism in general just doesn't make it. With me, anyway. And I used the example of another circumstance that I described earlier. My son picked up a car and drove it from Atlanta to Asheville, North Carolina yesterday, and he decided to take the scenic route. And as he's driving through parts of Georgia and South Carolina, he sees gun shops that have Mr. Obama's picture on it being used as target practice. I just can't hold with that. I don't care how much you like or dislike the guy. I just can't hold with that. And people who do that aren't good Americans, in my book. They are disgusting relics of the past that best be left in the past. And at some point in time, we all have to grow up to figure out how to live together. It doesn't make any difference whether it's that influence or the Muslim influence. Am I tired of having a lot of people come here that ought not to be here for any number of reasons? Yep. But to sort of put them in the same space with this, some of the craziness that has nothing to do with religion. It just has to do with the fact that you're mentally gonzo. I was going to use another term. But mentally, there are people of all walks of life who are screwed up. It isn't just Muslims. This guy is messed up because he was on steroids, much as anything else. How many people do you know that you may have come in contact with, or you read about, who go bananas? Steroids are, I hold them akin to what happens to people who have concussions and brain damage from playing various sports activities. It happens. Yeah. It makes you crazy.
Yeah, roid rage. And people say, that's why it's called that.
Right. You're not responsible for yourself. Well, you are responsible because you started it in the first place for whatever the reason. And this guy had roid rage. You can add that to the list of things that he had that were a problem. Or was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next person in the news is Martha Stewart. My God, where has she been? Why haven't we talked about her? What's going on with Martha Stewart? She is bringing, she got a new company. She's working with Sesquennial Brands.
Sesquicentennial?
Well, Sesquicentennial is the 150th anniversary.
Right.
Whatever.
That's the only word I know that sounds sort of like
this. Is sequential. Well, I looked at it quickly and I think, wait a minute. It's Sesquennial Brands. She is working with them to help make cooking dinner a lot easier. Apparently, this company, which bought her out last year, has struck a partnership with the meal kit company called Marley Spoon. And so they're going to rebrand under Martha Stewart's name. It'll be called Martha and Marley. Wow. The company's dinners are portioned out, cooked for two or four. It will be based on her recipes. And apparently there are thousands of those. because families are busier. This is an incredibly important. Everybody have the ability to cook wholesome dinners, and that's why we're doing this. I'm sure they're not doing it because they're going to make a ton of dough. Hello.
Yeah, this is a huge market for we use this all the time.
I do it.
We use Home Chef, and we used to use Blue Apron, but there's so many of these popping up now, and it's so easy and convenient and delicious.
Purple carrots, vegans use purple carrot. So anyway, I thought that you'd be interested in that. As far as other news that is about your food, Walmart. No, you notice I didn't even talk about the Walmart shooting because I'm not going to talk about any more shootings.
Yeah, good.
Whole Foods in the news because their stock got downgraded for two reasons. One, they're screwing you because they charge too much money. Two, they have apparently run into some problems with the quality of their food, their pasta, the quesadilla, the egg salad, couscous, apparently being investigated. And this is so stupid. This is so easily... It's understandable because people don't pay attention to what's going on. Apparently, a lot of the food you see in Whole Foods, Whole Foods is supposed to be different, but they aren't. I've said this in the last month or two when we started looking at, Meredith brought this to my attention actually, how the produce in Whole Foods is no better than the produce you can buy at Walmart because it's the same stuff. It is. You look at the label. Okay, I got this label. Wait a minute. How come they have the same label over at Whole Foods? Because of the same stuff. They're just gouging you more for the price, or they'll put on an organic, this is the organic, rendering of what isn't organic that you can buy at Walmart. But that's nonsense, too. The organic name anymore is a waste of time and money, because it's not really organic. It's just the government screwed it all up, as usual. But Whole Foods takes advantage of the opportunity. Okay, it's organic. The local boys love it. Let's charge twice as much for the same stuff.
Yeah.
And people are getting wise to it. So there are now class action lawsuits that have been brought on Walmart. I'm sorry, on Whole Foods because of serious violations to what would be a reasonable charge. But that's their business model. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. If you're dumb enough to pay, I'm dumb enough to pay the price when I go there. Yeah, of course. You're sucking it up.
Yep.
But when the FDA looked at a lot of the food items that people have been complaining about, they've started looking into the Whole Foods kitchens because, as I started to say, a lot of the stuff that you see in Whole Foods is prepared in the same kitchen. They may have, I think they have 460 stores around the country, and they're divided into four regions. So a lot of the prep food that you see there that says made in the store is made in, it doesn't say it's made on premises or something, it says made in a store. It isn't made in their store, it's made in another store and shipped to them. So if it doesn't get there quickly, it'll be subject to the same sort of problems that we have, salmonella, listeria, E. coli. And so the FDA is after them because they found one of their prep kitchens to be dirty. The dishes are dirty. Sinks are dirty. Hands are dirty. Workers are dirty. The place is dirty. So that's why they're in the focus. All right. We'll take a couple minutes here, and then I want you to listen to some of the audio from the late night shows, the hosts dealing with Orlando, up next here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about...
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are at 46 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I wanted to focus in the TV report today on the late night hosts and how they're dealing with Orlando, starting with Jimmy Fallon.
Sorry, moving from panel to panel here. Here we go.
This country was built on the idea that we do not all agree on everything. That we are a tolerant, free nation that encourages debate, free thinking, believing or not in what you choose. I, as a new father, am thinking, what do I tell my kids? What do I tell them about this? What can we learn from this? What if my kids are gay? What do I tell them? Maybe there's a lesson from all this, a lesson in tolerance. We need to support each other's differences and worry less about our own opinions. Get back to debate and away from believing or supporting the idea that if someone doesn't live the way you want them to live, you just buy a gun and kill them. We need to get back to being brave enough to accept that we have different opinions, and that's okay, because that's what America is built on. The idea that we can stand up and speak our minds and live our lives and not be punished for that, or mocked on the internet, or killed by someone you don't know. This was just one bad guy here. 49 good people and one bad guy. And there will always be more good than evil.
Brave is a word today other than that. Takes bravery. Stephen Colbert in his monologue.
It's as if there's a national script that we have learned. And I think by accepting the script, we tacitly accept that the script will end the same way every time, with nothing changing, except for the loved ones and the families of the victims for whom nothing will ever be the same. It's easy, it's almost tempting to be paralyzed by such a monstrously hateful act, to despair and say, well, it's the way the world is now. Well, I don't know what to do, but I do know that despair is a victory for hate. Hate wants us to be too weak to change anything. Now, these people in Orlando were apparently targeted because of who they love. And there have been outpourings of love throughout the country and around the world. Love in response to hate. Love does not despair. Love makes us strong. Love gives us the courage to act. Love gives us hope that change is possible. Love allows us to change the script. So love your country. Love your family. Love the families and the victims and the people of Orlando. But let's remember that love is a verb. And to love means to do something.
Hmm. All right. Thoughtful. Here's the new kid on the block, James Corden.
On behalf of the whole theater community and every person in this room, our hearts go out to all of those affected by this atrocity. All we can say is you are not on your own right now. Your tragedy is our tragedy. Theater is a place where every race, creed, sexuality, and gender is equal, is embraced, and is loved. Hate will never win. Together, we have to make sure of that. Tonight's show stands as a symbol and a celebration of that principle.
And that was from that wasn't his late night monologue, but yeah, that was from the Tonys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they've all said things that are important. I've gotten pretty vexed about some of these things, and then I decided I should calm down. And one of my advisors sent me a note: "Don't calm down." And so I'm not always angered or annoyed or radicalized by the same thing that everybody else is, but in this circumstance, this is just the easiest word I can come up with is appalling. And here we are 3 days into the conversation, 50 minutes after the hour, and Good Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our pal Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show and also the podcast The Pet Insider. He is every animal lover's best friend. He's a very close friend of mine. I value greatly what he has done over the years on the radio. And so with that, I'm going to spend some time with him in a moment talking about the extra special service dogs that are helping in Orlando. Yet one more page of goodness coming out of all this tragedy in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, 56 past the hour. So there are a group of golden retrievers, Warren, acting as service dogs in the wake of this tragedy. How are they doing their work, and where did they come from? What do you know about these comfort dogs?
Well, you know, the comfort dogs, first of all, it's not something new, but you don't see them that often. Thank goodness there's not that many disasters. But the bottom line is it makes all the difference in the world, because what people need when they're going through a grieving process is some time to just be distracted. And the bottom line is what these dogs do is they distract the people for a short period of time. But at the same time, we know that physiologically just being around the dog, stroking a dog, and hanging out with the dog lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress and anxiety. So the bottom line is I think this is a great idea. There's no major training other than the dogs be well socialized and obviously well trained. So I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'd love to see more groups around the country have these types of dogs for any type of disaster, whether it be a fire at someone's home. Maybe they can bring a dog over to calm the person down or some other type of disaster. Great idea. I just think it's absolutely super, and I think it's going to make a major difference for those people suffering.
All right, do you, when you're doing your pet show on the weekends on all these radio stations around the country and you're doing your podcast, do you specifically cite a group? For example, the one that I saw was this Lutheran Church charity that is working on the donations for these dogs. Is there an organization that you support that is developing these dogs, a special program for these dogs that people can cite and give to if they want to?
Well, I think a lot of these groups are based out of dogs being used primarily for therapy dogs and, you know, during the regular times of year when there's no disaster. So there are many, many groups around the country. There's not one specific group that I recommend or endorse, because there's so many fabulous groups out there that have therapy dogs, but therapy dogs in a group so they can use them together or separately, whether it be going to an orphanage, a hospital, or something like this. So, yeah, there are many groups out there. This Lutheran group is obviously doing tremendous work, though.
All right, you posted a picture of a cat and a dog on your website, the Pet Show. Well, you can go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. This is something that's... This
I did this to you, I knew this would bother me.
Well, I had, when Charlotte was alive, she had no room in her life for cats. Man, she was after those cats. But there are a lot of circumstances where dogs and cats get along very well. And this video, if you go to Warren's website that you posted, it displays that. Have you ever had that circumstance in your own home where your dogs get along with the cats?
Oh, absolutely. I've had as many as 30 dogs and 20 cats at one time. But this proves my point, Doug, that cats are emotional beings.
Right. And what proves my point that you're crazy is the statement you just made. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day. Warren Eckstein with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.